It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. Welcome to Leftovers. But of course, we have producer Rami. We have producer Kerrod. We don't have Pete. We have Tim Lawden.
Hello.
The Leftover. Yeah.
And pleasure to be here.
I think that this started really well when I said to Tim, hey, do you want to join us for Leftovers? And he said, oh, I don't have to. I asked if you wanted to.
And I said, I would love to. Yeah. I've been waiting for this all my life.
Not at all here under obligation.
Well, it's just
it's going to be fun, right?
A little bit of fun where we talk about some material that didn't make it to air because either it wasn't good enough or maybe it was a bit risque.
Uh-oh. That's right. Mm. Yeah. Well, this week, we noticed we're looking through the pitched things from this week, and there was a particular theme between what Matt and Kimber pitched.
Oh, yes.
And we thought we'd bring it up because we noticed we didn't do it on the air, but something was in the waters with you two this
Matt
week.
Matt and I spending too much time together again.
Maybe. Okay. Kerrod, do you want to mention it?
Well, you guys are just merging into the same person. So on Monday, Matt came in and pitched best/worst movie.
Yes.
Which was one that you were pretty stoked. Well, pretty keen to do. Then on Tuesday, Kimber comes in with movies you pretend to know and ridiculous movie moments.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes. Very similar.
Three things pitched over 2 days that
to
relate
do with
to
movies.
Well, I thought it was a really... The reason I went with movies, too, was because that had come from a photograph I had seen that I thought was really clever in a bookstore where they put out a table of books with a label, and you know how to have history or lifestyle or whatever in the bookstore. And they had a sign up that said... Books you've pretended to read. And it was popular titles. So it had your Pride and Prejudice
Wuthering Heights, and your
1984 yes. and your all the books that you think you've read and you haven't or you've just been saying for so long. And I thought that was genius and thought, that's the same for movies. Yeah. And I was like, oh, we could do either or. I guess it landed at movies because we decided people don't like to read books.
Yes. No.
Well, often people pretend they've read the book when they've actually only seen the movie.
Yes.
But the plot can be a little bit different, so you can get caught out.
I've got an example.
Yeah.
All the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
Haven't read a single one.
You haven't read any of them.
But I feel like I know Harry Potter because I've seen the movies. Wasn't a fan, but still.
I haven't read them or watched them.
Yeah.
But I got through year 11 with The Great Gatsby doing that. I just watched the original film, not the cool CGI one that everyone's seen recently. But I saw the original Great Gatsby film and I did 84% on that essay.
Wow, well done.
Was that a book?
Yes, it was a book. It was part of my English lit.
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
English
I thought it was just
literature.
A Baz Luhrmann thing.
You thought Baz had written the whole thing, did you?
What was the name of it? Who was the author? Who was the author of The Great Gatsby?
Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Learning something new every day.
Yeah. And what was, what you know, was there any other examples of our morphing into one person, Kimber and I?
Oh, not necessarily. No.
Well, Kimber, you also had the ridiculous movie moments.
Oh, that was...
What was that based on?
That was based on someone had posted a thing saying... that the biggest problem with Jurassic Park is that no one at Jurassic Park ever learns from their lessons.
Oh, yeah.
And from their mistakes. And it was just this idea that, like, yeah, those sort of ridiculous movies where you're like, yeah, this is getting stupid now. Like, dinosaurs are going to be a problem, guys. We're going to need more than a few fences.
Well, you say that, but doesn't humanity's history show you that that's absolutely accurate?
Yes.
That human beings continue to make the same mistakes endlessly?
And also, have you not seen Sharknado 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7?
How many are there?
Or Final Destination number 8.
I think it's Tara Reid's only gig these days.
It is, yeah.
But no, it's funny, the funny movie moments, because I think we spoke about this in the meeting. Like every horror movie, whenever there's a suspenseful moment, they decide to keep all the lights off in the house and look for the killer.
Yeah.
Why?
And go to the worst
Turn the lights
place.
On.
Yes.
Turn it's, the lights on.
The girls are too busy running up the stairs.
And is it just me? Does every house that has a murder in it in movies have a knife block conveniently placed in the middle of the kitchen counter?
Yeah.
It's all
There's
the
a
same.
Rule, isn't there? If there's a gun in the first scene, it's got to be fired in the third or something like that. You went to night on that.
Wait, what?
Sorry?
Say that again.
If there's a gun in the background of a first scene, it has to be shot in the third scene. Like the gun has to be fired in the third scene. It's okay. don't quote me.
No,
remember.
No, that was what was so clever about those. And I haven't seen all of them. The Final Destination films, where the camera would pan onto a screw or a staple or something, and you had to assume or you were made to feel that that was the thing that somehow the character was going to be killed by.
Yeah.
So there were heaps of red herrings thrown.
Ah, that's an interesting. I'm going to look that up and find out what that is. Though, because that's interesting.
I could could have prepped that.
No, I think that's fair. It's like in stage theatre, they always used to say, don't bother bringing in a prop unless you're going to use it.
Yeah.
Like, don't just have stuff there for no reason. Make sure you use it. So, you know, if you're going to introduce a gun in the first scene of something, someone has to use it at some point. Otherwise, don't bring it in.
Yeah. Samuel Goldwyn, the great movie mogul, Metro Goldwyn Mayer, he said he wants a script that starts with a hurricane and ends with a catastrophe. Like that's it's got to keep going towards something massive.
Hence Sharknado. That's how they come up with.
Yeah. Totally.
Sorry, who? Can you just rewind
Samuel
a little bit?
Samuel Goldwyn. So Metro Goldwyn Mayer were big Hollywood.
Yeah, they were like a Warner Brothers type of thing.
You would have seen the like a Weinstein opening credit. You know where you have the lion or the Paramount.
Oh yeah.
Was Metro Goldwyn? Was that the lion?
I can't remember.
MGM, I think they were.
It was huge.
I'm going to wrap this podcast up with just one last little bit. I want to throw it to Tim just to, because he's joining us today. You are like the 2IC of this station.
Allegedly, yes.
Allegedly. Can you give us
one... What does IC stand for?
I don't know because I'm in charge of anything, to be honest with you.
You get to keep the $500.
I just want to put you on the spot. Give us your best moment of the show this week and the worst moment.
Oh, my God. That's tough. Yeah. Especially with you guys all listening.
That's right.
What did you tell Erica?
What was the thing that I mentioned yesterday that I said I really enjoyed?
I don't know, but it sounds like a cop-out.
I was saying that I really enjoyed You're Kidding Me this week.
Oh, yes.
So, actually, you know what? The best part of the week was You're Kidding Me. I thought it was a really good one this week. But the worst part was when Kerrod stuffed up one of the bits of audio in You're Kidding Me. So there you go. It all comes from one part of the show.
No. So it was equally the worst and best break of the week.
And actually, I'm sorry. Like, just to be factually correct, I want you to know that the worst part of the week was the cup of tea that Rami made me this morning.
Oh, my God. What was that?
I had to show people. I showed Matt and I showed Tim. What colour would you describe the cup of tea as this morning? Because I like it quite dark, just a dash of milk.
Mm.
But what colour do you think I showed you today?
I would describe it as albino.
Whiter than Australian news presenters.
I was going to go with the word fawn. It was fawn colour.
So too much milk.
Wait, mate, there wasn't any tea in there.
Mate, I usually make coffees and on your odd occasion you ask for a tea.
I get that you make coffees, but tea is so much easier to make than coffee.
Well, I'm a coffee kind of guy. Mm. I don't know how to make teas. I don't drink tea.
But here's the hot tip. Don't put the milk in first.
On that note, so you. Peter and Kimber.